The views and opinions expressed on 1360 KHNC are entirely those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Excursion Broadcasting Network.
Greetings. Welcome to The Present Truth. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. The Horsemen of the Apocalypse, one of the horses represent collective mankind that is fallen, that can bring hardships to the people of the world through diseases, war, famine. This collective group of individuals, they are untamed, they are unnatural, they are without God, without conscience, and as I stated yesterday, they're attempting and they have found the way to create a new variant of the COVID-19 virus or the poisons, and they are continuing to move forward on this kind of research. The people of the world are going to suffer. And I feel that, I have always been conscious of considering what's going to happen in the future to prep with personal needs, a possible, financially in all ways, like with my vehicles. I try to make sure they're what I use the term New York ready. I used to travel cross-country, drive commercially, and these semis, they are New York ready. You can live in L.A., they are New York ready. You can hop in these vehicles, and the lights, everything. They pass safety checks, whatever. You can get in that vehicle, you can go to New York, you can turn around back to L.A., go back to New York, back to L.A., they're New York, L.A. ready. This is what you want in your vehicles, that you could go out to your vehicle right now, just for example. Would you trust your vehicle, if you were to get in the vehicle, could you go to New York and back? If not, well, then you should get the tires you need, the battery, if you're tuning your vehicle up, I wouldn't use inexpensive spark plugs. I would use iridium, the best you can get. This way you can get 150, 200,000 miles. I always run synthetic in my vehicles, in everything. Synthetic, period. I try to get the best filters. Plan ahead, because you don't know. I know that I used to buy synthetic for 5 quarts for $25. Now it's a little more expensive than that. But that's one thing to do. Then secondly, your health is very important. If you are not healthy, you can pray and ask God to help you in your mind, to strengthen you in your mind and your emotion and your will, so that you will be involved in getting back to where you need to be in your health. Walking, just disciplining yourself to be a little more active. It will benefit you immensely. And then, with nutrients, A lot of people, they don't like nutrients because they think it's, oh, they really don't work. No, they do work. Your body knows what to do with whatever you put in it. If you put in Twinkies, like I do occasionally, like about maybe 6 months ago, I don't feel the effects today. But little things like that, if you just change your dietary habits a little bit, you change a little bit today, and you'll start to get a mindset where you will begin to watch what you put in your mouth. You want to be healthy. You want to be conscious of your physical, you know, where you are physically. Be physically active. And but sometimes people get stuck in a rut, and they think, well, nothing's working. No, things work if you do what you need to do in a proper way. Mentally, be strong. God will strengthen you in your mind, in your emotion, and your will, and He can strengthen you in your body. You can ask, request, pray. He will answer your prayers. And then begin to transition out of where you are, transition forward into wherever you are in your health. You can transition out. This is the time where I know that I always say that I am fully convinced we are at the beginning of hardships. We are in the early last 10 years prior to Christ's return. And little things you can do to begin to change, transition out of where you are that is might be negative into where you need to be. If you have, you know, if you just have hardships due to physical ailments, do what you can to try to recover and get back to where you need to be. We'll be back in a few minutes. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth. Transition.
Are you prepared for a possible zombie apocalypse? If not, go to 1360khnc.com and click on the red Patriot Supply button and stock up now on high-quality storable food and emergency preparedness kits. With a global food shortage at our doorstep, make sure you can feed your family in any situation. So get prepared with My Patriot Supply by going to 1360khnc.com and click on the link to Patriot Supply and stock up now.
KHNC is proud to carry MyKind CBD products. Products include cocoa, top shelf tinctures, hemp salve, moisturizing lotions, and retinol cream. They also have pet tincture and hemp shampoo for a healthy coat and skin. To see all the CBD products we carry, visit the station at 2 South Parish or check us out online. Go to 1360khnc.com. Click on the shop button.
Hey, Chris Lewis here with My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com, 970-776-0258. At My Favorite Gunsmith, all I do is repair firearms. I love freedom more than guns, but the only thing that separates a free man from a slave is firearm ownership. I would only add that it needs to work. All of my guns work. Do yours? Find out. 970-776-0258. My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com. That's 970-776-0258.
Blue Dragon Spa in Longmont, Colorado, 1811 Hover Street, 720-680-0492. A new spa started by Steve, the Red Pill Truth Guy, and his wife, Valentina. Drop by.
We offer manicure and pedicure, facial, and more.
We have new, state-of-the-art equipment, and we use the best materials available. Yeah, give us a call, 720-680-0492. We're at 1811 Hover Street in Longmont, Colorado.
Everything very good. Just come in and try it.
Are you optimistic about the way that things are going?
Do I never, ever think of it at all?
As a feeling human being, will you
Transition. The European nations are having to transition from what you could have said maybe 6 months ago was stability to now instability. Food prices, gas prices, everything up. They're having to transition. The thought of nuclear war. There will be some kind of fire, according to Ezekiel 38-39. There's going to be some kind of fire that's going to fall on some of those nations. Is it going to be nuclear? I don't think it'll be nuclear. I don't know if it'll be attacks from the air. I don't know. They're having to transition. They don't have a choice. We live in empire. We live 3,000 miles away from, you know, we have an ocean between us and Europe. We in America, don't think we are not going to have to transition also. We are. In 2 years, since the illegal president or the imposter moved into the White House, there has been a transition in this country politically in many ways. We will have to continue to transition. And practically speaking, transition with finances, transition with health. Health is vital. You must take care of your health. Making the right decisions. You know, people are impulsive. They have to do something, so they, without even thinking things through, they just take a direction. This is not the time to just move for the sake of moving, being active for the sake of being active, making decisions because you're being forced to make decisions. No. American people need to engage mentally, engage and think about everything. For example, I was listening to public radio news this morning. The mainstream thought is that Vladimir Putin, has entered Ukraine illegally. He didn't. He was forced to make a decision to hold back a tide of Nazism and Russian hatred by the Ukrainian people, the Ukrainian military, Nazi forces that decided to resume their attack on Russia, pushing for Ukraine to join NATO. Russia, Vladimir Putin, had to respond. It was a response. He was forced into it. You're going down a road, someone pulls out in front of you, you have to respond. If you don't respond, consequences are going to be worse than if you just continued in the direction you were going. You have to respond or else you're going to be in trouble. And also they said on the news that it was, you know, Vladimir Putin has annexed 4 areas of eastern Ukraine, which is once again not true. These nations wanted to become part of the Russian, become part of Russia. They didn't, they weren't coerced into anything. They wanted to get out of this insane Zelensky war. And this was out of RT.com. This was today. Putin introduces martial law in former Ukrainian regions. Why? Because it's the best thing for these regions, 4 of them, Donetsk, Lugansk, Kherson, and Zaporizhzhia regions. The decision provided legal basis for it to remain in place under Russian sovereignty. And martial law had been imposed in these four regions. Why? Because it keeps the Nazi element, the Ukrainian Nazi American funded, directed through CIA operations, mercenaries. It keeps these people from moving at night. Anybody moving at night, the people will naturally, they know that we're happy, we're content. We'll stay in at night because anything that's going to be out there, they're going to have jackboots on and they're going to come marching through the city with weapons to anybody that's out is not going to be safe. So to protect these areas, this is why there's martial law, again, from the Ukrainian Nazi forces. They travel at night. In a separate decree also that was signed on Wednesday, President Putin ordered a state of mid-level response in other parts of the country bordering Ukraine. The Crimean Republic, the city of Sevastopol, Krasnodar, Belorod, Bryansk, Voronezh, Kursk, Rostov regions. This gives the officials additional authority to ensure safety and rapid reactions to any emergencies. So, the people in the former Ukraine regions, according to RT.com, RussiaToday.com, they voted in referendums last month to ask Moscow to accept them as part of Russia. Now, Kiev, of course, the home of Zelensky, rejected the votes as illegitimate and pledged to use military force to seize the regions. At night, they will move in the nighttime. In the daytime, they don't have a chance. And they're not going to have a chance in the nighttime either. You know, the blessings of the United States CIA with Ukrainian military special forces tried to destroy the Crimea Bridge. Big mistake. This was Russia's infrastructure. It is a vital bridge for Russia. And Crimea. It keeps things moving. This, you can blow up the Nord Stream 1, Nord Stream 2, that's one thing. But when you try to take out Russia's infrastructure, a bridge that is vital to that area, that's a different matter. Ever since that day, the attack on that bridge, Russia has responded perfectly. Now, you can say, you know, in this country, it used to be that whenever you heard the name Russia, instinctively, Russia was the enemy. And you hear the term CIA, well, CIA good, Russia bad. But through the programs for the last 3 years, I have presented what this CIA, who it is, how it came into being, who directed it, what it does, how it operates, where is it funded, how is it funded, and it is a tool that is used by the big corporations of America. The CIA protects American interests abroad, throughout the world. The CIA, it's an operation in Ukraine that's a CIA operation right now. And it is the CIA that has funded and encouraged, given intel to the Nazi element that has lived from the time of Adolf Hitler in 1947. the what was remaining of the Nazi Party was quietly moved into Ukraine and has sat there hidden to some degree. And the plan was to keep it, and in the future, once again, the rise of the Nazi Party. Some call it the Fourth Reich. It will arise, it will come out of the ashes to a degree, but eventually it is going to, like before, the Fourth Reich and every aspect of what they call the Fourth Reich, the new global system. Yes, there will be a rise temporarily. You want to call it a fourth industrial revolution? Well, I don't know. I'm not so sure that's what it is. Fourth destruction. The First Reich, Second Reich, Third Reich. The Third Reich especially was very destructive. The Fourth Reich is going to be directed by Pilgrim Society. I always go back to Pilgrim Society. What is happening in Ukraine is once again a Pilgrim Society London and New York operation. No one talks about Pilgrim Society because it is... these people are powerful, extremely powerful. There's these two secret societies. This is who's running the operation to once again destroy Russia. They couldn't destroy Russia starting in 1917 with the Bolshevik Revolution, and they're attempting to destroy it today. Well, Russia has a destiny. I always refer to Ezekiel chapter 38 and 39. Russia is going to be destroyed, but not by the United States. Russia is going to be punished by God for the anti-Semitism and the hatred of Israel. And Russia, with other nations, will attack Israel and be destroyed. So, Vladimir Putin, there's a transition that is taking place. That transition, the whole world now has to transition. There's a big transition that is taking place called American Empire, American hegemony. America is making the final push to rule the world. America will rule half of the world, but will not rule the eastern nations, most of the southern nations, most likely. During World War II, Nelson Rockefeller was working with the intelligence agencies to control the nations in South America in the war effort against Japan and Germany, the Axis. It was Nelson Rockefeller. He was the one in charge. It has been the Rockefellers, that family, that dynasty, that made China great. And they finally realized here probably in the last 10, 15 years that they might have made a mistake. If it hadn't been for the Rockefellers starting in the late 1800s, China would not be where it is today presently. And presently, finally, Joe Biden did do something, but he didn't make the decision. I believe somebody in the background made a decision to stop selling any type of computer chip manufacturing or computer chip technology to China. This is forcing China to conduct war on the ground, not in the air, not in outer space. Rick Rodriguez will be back in a few minutes to continue with The Present Truth, 1360khnc.com for podcasts.
You are listening to KHNC, the Roar of the Rockies.
Hello, I'm Devin McKenna with Play It Fun Word, your new traveling carnival. Please check us out at playitfunword.com or call to book me at 602-402-2642. I do festivals, birthdays, block parties, corporate events, Kid at Heart parties, summer and day camps. Anything your mind can imagine, I will do it. Play at Fun Word, the party you never had. At playatfunword.com, 602-402-2642.
You can buy gold just about anywhere in the world from all kinds of different dealers. So why do you use the Patriot Trading Group?
20 years of service, just like that. A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, just like that. Lowest prices, just like that. No solicitation, just like that. Buying or selling, just like that.
For all your gold and silver needs, call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. Just like that.
Are you prepared for a power outage? Never be left in the dark again. Wagner Electric has proudly partnered with Generac to provide long-lasting generators for your home. We have standalone and portable generators in stock now, so give us a call for a free estimate at 970-800-3693. If you are constructing or upgrading your home, trust our expert electricians to take care of your home the first time. We offer services for anything from wiring an unfinished basement to wiring a newly built pole barn. Your electrical system is the heartbeat of your home. So don't risk it and give us a call today to get started at 970-800-3693 or visit us at WagnerElectricCO.com. We are located off Highway 85 in Greeley at 1517 2nd Avenue. Wagner Electric sets the standard.
Did the fire marshal take one look down your driveway and say, my guys aren't going down there? Or are there parts of it that just need a little more sun? Then call Affordable Tree at 970-568-6898. We can climb, cut, or trim your problems away. Specializing in defensive space, upper and lower fire mitigation, forest health, plus we can save freshly hit beetle trees. So call us at 568-6898. That's 568-6898.
We here at KHNC are looking for new conspiracy theories because all the old ones have become fact. This has been a public service announcement from KHNC.
Not joking when I say that you were meant to be here from the beginning. For whatever reasons, God decided in His infinite wisdom that you that are listening, that are born today, are meant to be here. That is the truth. God is infinitely wise, infinitely sovereign. He decides who is to be born, where they are to be born, and the plan that he has for every individual that is alive today. The plans in the scripture include the children of the devil, because God said that at the end of the world, there would be the wicked. And he chooses who are going to be in power, placed in power, the names of individuals that we will know that are Luciferians. They are the children of the devil. They are the wicked. If God will have mercy, there will be many who will repent and receive Jesus Christ and repent of their evil deeds, but not everybody, not everyone. And then there will be those who will suffer, who will be poor. There will always be those who are, you might say, live in poverty. But even in poverty, there is something unique that happens to these individuals that live in the third world nations and in the fourth world nation. The fourth world nations are those that are incarcerated. Example, the Uyghurs in Western China. It's a fourth world. They live in a fourth world. They never see, they never enjoy freedom. But for whatever reason, for God's reasons, actually, he visits them in their incarceration, in their prisons. God visits them. Then in the third world nations. And it's interesting, I'll go back to the fourth world nation, the fourth world. These people, God strengthens them in their mind, in their emotion, and their will. And though their lives may be brief, there will be some enjoyment in their lives. That enjoyment comes through receiving Jesus Christ and having the Holy Spirit upon them. In the third world nations, many of these young people that are there that are not corrupted, they are psychologically very strong. And in the future, should they have any type of financial blessing, they are able to, they enjoy life in their poverty, and they get to really enjoy life in their abundance. But a lot of times, the abundance doesn't affect them. They are psychologically very strong. This is the condition in the world presently. You have the wicked who are trying to destroy through wars, through famine, through plagues, diseases, every type of evil known. And the people that are the recipients of this type of evil are very durable in their mind, in their emotion, in their will. They are, in spite of everything happening to them, they are willing, because they love life, they are willing to just endure and take one day at a time and move forward every day. This is the world today. At the end of the world, yes, there's going to be a lot of pain and suffering. But at the end of the world, according to the scriptures and Revelation, prayer from the people of the world is going to ascend like never before. There will be evil, but at the same time, there will be a great dependence on God Almighty for His help, His assistance, His direction, that He will encourage, that He will be what the world cannot give individuals, God can be that to them. This is a interesting, wonderful, magnificent time to be alive, though the difficulties, many of us have gone through difficulties. The world is going through hardships with the COVID, with the murder of these people through a virus and vaccinations. Still, God has heard the people that are not here anymore. Their final prayers, they are recorded in God's heaven. The angels took those prayers and have kept those prayers, knows about their suffering, And God, there will be justice. There will be justice. So, it is not accident that you are here. It is not. But now, you have to make a decision, a transition spiritually. Are you going to go through the hardships, go through the misery, the suffering, the torment alone? Or are you going to go through all of what is happening with the Lord Jesus Christ? That is the question. Are you going to be able to allow Him to be part of your present and your future? There will be many, the children of the devil, who will not allow Christ to participate in anything that they do. And this is exactly what Job said, that the world will be turned over into the hands of the wicked. They will never repent. They will bring suffering. But for those that are not wicked, that are not evil, you have access. You have a right to beseech God on your behalf, and the behalf of your wives, your husbands, your children, your aunts, your uncles, your brothers, everybody that you love. We are in a time of transition. So we'll be back in a few minutes. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth, 1360KHNC.com for podcasts.
Is your fireplace not running right? Do you need maintenance or a fresh new look? I'm Keith, owner and service technician.
And I'm Amy, scheduler for Abundant Flame Fireplace and Mechanical, servicing Northern Colorado.
We service all brands of gas fireplaces, freestanding and built-in, pellet stoves, and fire pits.
Call Abundant Flame Fireplace and Mechanical at 970-966-0217. Again, 970-966-0217. Or visit us on the web at abundant-flame.com.
Why does it seem America is slowly sinking? Whose fault is it? It's not the Obamas or the Clintons. It's not the Republicans or the Democrats. It's not corporations, the military, or foreign countries. It's the Federal Reserve, a central banking system made up of private bankers that corrupt and control virtually all aspects of the world's money supply and the economy. All of the major problems of the world can be traced back to the Federal Reserve and central banks of other countries. Hi, I'm Jason with the Patriot Trading Group. Listen to our shows at 9 a.m. and 3 p.m. Monday through Friday at 1360 KHNC, the Patriot Trading News Hour and Faking the Truth. We sell gold and silver, the best way to protect your hard-earned money. Call us at 800-951-0592 and keep those blood-sucking bankers out of your wallet.
As the economy collapses, are you prepared to provide even basic essentials for your family? I teach urban survival training course that arms you with hundreds of skills and hacks to keep you and yours going when everyone else gives up. Food and water are only the beginning. Call the station at 970-587-5003. Again, 970-587-5003 and ask for the Rev.
Hey, all you Sharp community members, this is Tommy at Tommy's Barbers and Blades. Just wanted to reach out and tell you to stop by our shops and get your fade, shaves, your beer. Grab a knife from Revo. Find us at 4th and Garfield in downtown Loveland, 970-617-2158, or hit us up on tommysbarbersandblades.com. If you're a little further south, you can find us in Meade off of Highway 66 and I-25. You can reach us there at 720-745-0782. And as always, live sharp.
One life for yourself and one for your dreams. You drift through the years and life seems tame, till one dream appears and love is its name. And love is a stranger.
You only live twice, once for yourself and once for your dreams. Well, I don't think you should try to live for your dreams, because your dreams may be fickle. You should live for yourself. Be in the best health. Make the right decisions. Plan ahead. And you know, there is a verse in the Proverbs. There are many devices in a man's heart, but the counsel of the Lord, that shall stand. Many, many, many devices. Meaning, you have wants, you have desires, ambitions, devices. You want to do this, you want to do that. And many times, these devices, these decisions that you make, work against you. King Solomon, one of the wisest men, God asked him, I will make a request. What is it? What can I do for you? He thought about it. He didn't just quickly make a decision. He thought about it. He said, I request that you would give me wisdom to rule this great and mighty people. And God said, because you didn't ask for riches or length of life. There was one other, what was it, the third thing, to see the destruction of your enemies. I will give you length of life, I will give you riches, and you will see the destruction of your enemies. His decision was that he would have the wisdom that he needed to rule the right and mighty people. Each one of us, we have responsibilities, and doesn't matter. Children, little children have responsibilities. They have to get up in the middle of the night and go to the bathroom. The elderly, we have, even after we retire, we still have responsibilities. We can't just check out. But we need wisdom. James in the book, in the New Testament, in the book of James, he says, does anyone lack wisdom? Let him ask of God, and God will give you the wisdom that you need. If there was ever a time where mankind needed wisdom from above, from God's heaven, it is now. We're moving into difficult times. We've moved into difficult times, but times are going to get more difficult. And the decisions that we're going to have to make, well, we can just make decisions to make decisions. I wouldn't advise that. Pray. Ask the Holy Spirit to give you wisdom like you've never had before, that he will give you wisdom in every decision that you have to make. And he will give you wisdom. And you will make the right decisions. You'll make decisions. There are many devices in a man's heart, but the counsel of the Lord, that will stand. When God counsels you, you cannot believe how blessed you and rewarded you will be. You only live twice, once for yourself, once for your dreams. Forget your dreams. Many times your dreams, you get your dream and it's nothing but misery. But if you have the wisdom to make the decisions for your future, and I have to say this again, like I've stated the last couple of days, each one of us, we have individual needs. I can't make the needs that my wife needs, her needs are different than mine. I encourage her, my children, each one of us, we're at different ages, male or female, we make decisions for ourselves, what is best for us individually. We can try to make decisions for corporate, as a group. But personally, even if we make decisions as a group, still, my needs are different. I don't eat the way my wife eats, like I mentioned on Monday. She's pretty much a vegetarian. She's not a vegan, hardcore vegan. No, not that. But she doesn't like to eat beef and things of that nature. Fish, she loves fish. I like fish, too. I don't like barracuda. My dad didn't like barracuda, and I don't like it either. But I do like fish. I like chicken. I like turkey if I can stay awake. I like beef. And so what I enjoy and what is good for me, what gives me strength, is different than what she needs. You have to make the decisions that are right for you, and that you need wisdom from God. I emphasize that because the children of the devil, I use them as the example. They are taking direction from a kingdom, an invisible kingdom, an evil kingdom. They're making directions by counsel from that kingdom. Well, why wouldn't we want to make decisions and receive counsel from the opposite kingdom? The counsel that Christ will give you, you are going to have to live a narrow, stay on a narrow path. You have to love your neighbor as you love yourself. So, we're at the end of the world. And yes, we can know everything about every single thing that is happening in the world. That is wonderful because we need to know truth. But at the same time, we need to practically make decisions that will help us not be a burden to others. Rick Rodriguez.
1360 KHNC is proud to announce our partnership with My Kind CBD, a local Colorado-based company that uses no pesticides, no herbicides, completely organic, no heavy metals. All their products are CAO certified. That's right, independently lab certified. Our prices are the best in the country. Go out to 1360khnc.com and hit the shopping cart button and make your purchase today.
That ain't working, that's the way you do it. Money for nothing and your chicks for free.
Hi, this is Jason with the Patriot Trading Group. I want to talk to you for a moment about investment. Savings is great, and everyone who listens to KHNC knows who to call. But I want to talk to you about Joey Jaquint. Give him a call at 602-909-9048. Why call Joey? Because there are ways to grow your money by investing with Joey Jaquint and Northwestern Mutual. Gold is safe, but with risk comes reward. And Joey can put your money into high-risk or low-risk products to grow your money with investing. Joey can also cover those just-in-case situations with very important life insurance policies, some of which can grow your money and be used in the future. Call Joey at 602-909-9048. Buy all the gold you can afford, but call Joey and learn how to protect and grow your money with some well-placed investments.
Medicare annual enrollment is right around the corner. It starts October 15th and ends December 7th. If you're not happy with your current plan or would like to see what else is available, please give Anita McAllister a call at 970-515-6882 to chat or schedule a no-cost, no-obligation appointment. I don't offer every plan available in your area. Any information I provide is limited to the plans I do offer. Please contact Medicare.gov or 1-800-MEDICARE to get information on all your options.
A little song I wrote, you might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy.
Well, we're done with another program, and like I stated, you know, the counsel of God, that will stand. Sometimes the decisions we make won't stand, but his counsel will always stand. I never planned to get married. Raised a Catholic, I thought, well, it's God's will that I be celibate and single all my life. What a knothead. Just too much religion. But a friend in California in Huntington Beach, as a Christian, the Lord told him to tell me something, and his name was Ed Gross. And Ed said, Rick, the Lord told me to tell you that if you don't get married, you cannot go on with him. You, in other words, you're going to stay, you're going to stand still in Christ in your maturity. I thought that was hilarious. I laughed like crazy and went to bed that night. And next morning at coffee, we're getting ready to go to work. I asked him, I remember what he said. I said, Ed, were you serious about what you said? I said, that was the funniest thing I ever heard. And he says, I don't know. Was I kidding? And it put fear in me. If I don't get married, I can't go on with the Lord. That's kind of preposterous, but I had to think about it. 5 months later, I was married. I didn't know who my wife would be on that day, but I met her. I knew her. I knew we grew up together. Well, didn't grow up together. I knew her. We lived in Longmont. A month later, maybe 2 months later, I proposed. And 2 months later, geez, maybe it was only 4 months. April to September. Yeah, and we were married 5 months later. The counsel of the Lord that will stand. Now, before I go today, for those that would like to support this program and support me to be on this hour, if you want to, for those that have supported me, thank you very much. Thank you. I really appreciate your support. And if you want to continue to support me, simply, we've decided to make some little changes from here on out. If you would just make your check, money order, however you want to do it, make it out to Rick Rodriguez in care of KHNC. It will get to me, but just in the memo, put Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth, and you can mail that to P.O. Box 104 here in Johnstown, 80534. But from here on out, to uncomplicate things, just make out whatever you want to do to support me to Rick Rodriguez. Now, yes, I research, I look at the scenario in the world. It is very important, and I try to get the facts to be as accurate as possible, to present what I can. Most of everything is my opinion. Some things that I read are fact. This is what really happened. Vladimir Putin. This man had wisdom. Donald Trump. This man had wisdom. Without having the type of wisdom that these men had and the people behind them and prayer, Donald Trump had a lot of prayer before he ran for office. Vladimir Putin has had the prayers of the Russian people from the time he became president. And in the combination of prayers and the wisdom that God gave him, he has made Russia great economically, politically, militarily, and diplomatically, and in every other way. Well, don't lose any sleep tonight. Talk to you tomorrow, 2 o'clock, Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth. 1360KHNC.com for podcast.
Did you get some mud on your pants?
Did you get a little spaghetti sauce on your shirt?
Did you get shed on by your dog?
I had on clean underwear. Clean underwear. Yeah, my mama.
Well, if so, call New Method Cleaners, Northern Colorado's oldest dry cleaners. Located in Severance and Fort Collins, you can reach them at 970-775-0623. That's 970-775-0623.
Tactical Civics at tacticalcivics.com. We the people, for the first time in a long time, are joining together to enforce what we stipulate in the Constitution. It is proper law enforcement. Whether you're old, young, or too busy, America needs you. You can be a part of the people's grand jury or militia. The Republicans are not going to save us. It's up to us now to do what we should have been doing all along. Join us at tacticalcivics.com.
You're listening to The Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.